Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The word concessions, I used to cringe at that word, but now why hide from it? That's what we did.
You can hear it all there in the voice of United Auto Workers President Ron Gettelfinger. He spoke following a meeting with union leadership on the 3rd of December, and he was speaking on CNN about discussions within the UAW to assist the automakers in coming up with a plan that Congress can support to allow the automakers to get as much as $35 billion in, call it bailout, call it bridge loans, call it some sort of restructuring, re-strategizing money that's going to keep the big three automakers afloat. But really, we wanted to focus this morning on the psychological sea change that's really taken place on the shop floor and the factories throughout the Detroit automakers, really throughout the country. And joining us from Warren, Michigan is Ken Mefford, who's a Chrysler worker, a quality control worker for Chrysler. Ken, thanks for joining us.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You know, I grew up in Michigan, Ken, and I can remember doing summers at the factories, some of the various factories. There was a Fisher Body factory where I went to school, and there was a sense of confrontation, really, among the union guys versus the management. And it seems from listening to Gettelfinger, and, you know, that was a long time ago, that that has really, really changed. And the UAW, once known for being out front as a real tough negotiator, is now suddenly out front as a collaborator with management to save your jobs.
Oh, yeah.
What's that like on the shop floor? You must have been having conversations you never imagined you would have on the shop floor.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm a third-generation auto worker. I mean, my grandfather worked at an average retirement watch, signed Henry Ford II. I can remember going to, like, River Rouge. I'm 46 as a little kid. And this is back when they were making, this is like 72, 73, back when they were like making like the last of the big Mustangs.
River Rouge is the big, giant Ford plant there outside of Detroit.
Yep.
That also produced its own steel.
Right. Basically, it was Henry Ford's idea of, I control everything going in, so I can control everything going out. I have raw steel, raw rubber, you know, it's out on the river, so I have my own power. I have everything there coming in as raw materials going in, and I have a brand new Mustang or whatever coming out.
And all that's gone.
Oh, yeah. That's all history. I mean, now it's where you used to have, like, once I work at Dodge Truck, and like one section where I used to work, you had, it was like 9 or 10 people assembling bumpers and putting it on the vehicle. Now all that is coming pre-assembled. And we used to have 10, 12 people. Now you got, I think, 3.
So the number of workers has come down, and the sort of
automation is now the name of the game is, you know, get it there. I mean, still do a quality job, but get it there as cheap as you can with as few people as you can.
What do you tell your kids about the future of this industry as you try to explain to young people what the implications of this bailout and the concessions that you're offering are?
Like I said, I'm not trying to correct anybody, but this isn't so. I mean, I'm not Citicorp where I came to you and said, "Hey, God forbid somebody wake up and they say my house lender went out of business, so I get my house for free." Okay, this isn't Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, AIG, Citicorp, which, by the way, some of them already been back into the government for a second time around for basically free money. This is, hey, they're not lending, the banks aren't lending money anymore. I live in Warren, and Michigan's like right up there within the top 5 highest tax places, right up with California.
So I used the word bailout deliberately, Ken, and I see it got a response. You're definitely pushing him back there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a bailout to me is basically you're giving me free money. And this is, I mean, think of Chrysler back in 79, because my dad retired from Mound Road Engine. It used to be an engine plant and is now an open field. Think back then. I mean, when the government helped Chrysler survive, The government made money. Everybody, I mean, the government gave them $1.5 billion back in 79, was given, I believe, 10 years to repay the loan.
And they did.
And they did, but they did in, I think, 3 or 4 years.
Ken.
And they made money off it.
Sure they did. Sure they did.
Something similar with this is going to be.
Sure. All right, Ken, do you think this is going to work out? Do you think they're going to make it? We got to go here, but what do you think, yes or no?
I'd say yes, but it's going to take give and take on all sides.
All right, Ken. Well, we're hearing the anguish and the anticipation in your voice there. Ken Mefford is a quality control worker for Chrysler. He spoke to us 3 generations in the auto industry from Warren, Michigan. Thank you, Ken.